Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now. Hello, hello, Heal Squad. Welcome back to another great day here, where we're going to talk all about your brain. Very exciting stuff. But first, our quote of the day, your brain is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. Embrace the power of lifelong learning, and you'll discover that your potential is truly limitless. That, my friends, is from my dear friend Jim Quick, the author of Limitless Expanded Edition. We are going to have a really great conversation today. I'm excited for that. If you don't know who Jim is, he has been on the show many, many times before. He's dedicated his life to unlocking the full potential of the human brain, an authority in brain optimization, memory improvement, and accelerated learning. He's had over 30 years of experience, and his passion for empowering individuals to tap into their inner genius is so special. We've had him speak at some of our events. He's just an incredible guy. He's a household name at this point. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He speaks for massive corporations like Nike and Google and Harvard and so much more. And today he's going to be with us talking about, in this first episode, what your brain animal is. So he has this, a quiz that you take to figure out which of the four brain animals you are. I happen to be a cheetah, and what that will say about me will kind of help me in my life and will help you in your life when you're hiring people or when you're working with other people or just understanding everybody else's different ways of learning and processing. It kind of takes my astrology stuff to another level because I've used astrology to help complement me and my team. But this is like a whole other level of stuff. So we'll talk about this brain animal quiz in here, how everybody learns differently, a little bit of child development talk because Jim also has a young child, just like I do with Athena. And he talks about mirror neurons and why the company you keep is so, so important in a different way than I've heard before. So I hope you enjoy my chat with Jim, part one. And here we go. So I took your, what do you call this test exactly? Your quick brain code animal?
This is cognitive types. I realized that, Maria, you know how there's like personal medicine based on our genetics, and there's tests for your microbiome for personalized nutrition. We've created a model for personalized learning. And so once it informs, like, you know, your brain type, and we made them four different animals, kind of fun way of doing it, then we could give you prescriptions on how to read faster, improve your memory, because everybody learns a little bit different. You could even apply it towards parenting based on your brain type. So this is something we haven't talked about. So yeah, it's something we're very proud of. We pulled from things like inspired by personality types like Myers-Briggs, introvert, extrovert, left brain, right brain, dominance theory, visual, auditory, kinesthetic learning styles, multiple, like so much. And yeah, put it into a 4-minute quiz that anybody could take. And then we give them strategies on how, based on their specific brain animal, on how to learn, live, and even lead. So hiring, managing, parenting, doing sales, everything gets a lot easier when you know yourself.
See, now I'm really excited because I was told to take the test. I was a dutiful student and I did it.
Good.
But I didn't know that I was going to learn all of those things and be able to do better in those areas. So I'm really excited about that. So I am an agile cheetah.
You are an agile cheetah. All right, so maybe I'll give everyone just a quick overview on the four animals,
Yes,
and then we
please.
could go into how to apply it in our day-to-day to make our lives a little bit more peaceful and productive. So CODE, CODE is an acronym for the four animals, of course. The C is the cheetah, which you identify as. A cheetah is all about action. They have very strong intuition. They thrive in fast-paced environments. Because they adjust very quickly and they adapt. They learn stuff not just for the sake of learning it, but to make things better and to implement them. The O in CODE stands for your owls, and your owls are where the defining trait of a cheetah is action. The defining trait of an owl is logic. They love data. They love the facts, the figures. They're very studious. Sometimes they spend too much time researching before implementing something. And just even me going through those two animal brain types, they learn different. They read different. They would remember names different even. They would parent different also as well. The D is your dolphins, and their defining trait is their creativity. So I believe a lot of the future belongs to the creatives. These are people who have a vision maybe of themselves or their business. Maybe other people can't see it yet. So maybe a J.K. Rawlings, a Walt
Kevin.
Disney. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be
Kevin's
interesting. We had our
definitely
whole
that.
team take it also as well. It's so enlightening. And so they're great pattern recognizers. They speak in pictures. And finally, the E are your elephants, and their defining trait is empathy. These are your team builders. They're community builders. These are individuals that love collaboration. They have high level of empathy. And so how does this play out? We had our entire team take this quiz, and 100%, Maria, of our customer service team, they're 100% elephants,
Oh,
because
wow.
they're compassionate, they're community builders, they're there to serve, they have high levels of empathy, they want everyone to see, feel seen and feel heard. Our CFO, our financial officer, is an owl, really dedicated owl. They love numbers. My business partner, she's our CEO, she's a creative dolphin. She has this vision for our mission to possibly impact 1 billion brains, right? No brain left behind. And so it's very telling. And you even
What were
see this in,
you?
yeah. So I'm a strong elephant owl. So I love doing the research, but I also, maybe because, my backstory from previous episodes, I had a traumatic brain injury and I was labeled broken, was put in special education. So I suffered a lot. So I think that built my values of empathy, because I could feel suffering in other people. And hopefully it makes me a better coach also as well. You see this also in pop culture. If you look at something like Harry Potter, Harry would be the cheetah, just in the midst of things, right? Quickly adapting, using his intuition. Hermione would be the studious one. She would be the owl, knows every fact and everything about magic. Someone like Hagrid brought the team together. He would be the elephant. Dumbledore, the leader of the school, is that creative visionary with his magic. Even Friends, if you look at Friends, Ross Geller would be an owl, a scientist, a professor, researcher. Joey would be the cheetah, just doesn't so much think, but just acts, right? You would see Phoebe as the creative dolphin with her music and her art. And I think Monica would be definitely an elephant. She was always wanting to host everything, be the center of the community. Very, very compassionate. So yeah, we see it everywhere. And once you understand, I realize after 32 years as a brain coach, it's not how smart you are or how smart your kids are or your partner is, your team is. It's how are they smart? And this allows us to recognize our strengths and take the judgment, the self-judgment we have about ourselves if we're not good in certain areas. And it also allows us to build a community around us of people who could support the areas where we're not quite as strong. So that's why it's very popular. I use this as my coaching model for years. And in the new book, Limitless Expanded, we, for the very first time, we released this to the world and we make it free. People could even take the online assessment. We took what's in the book and put it online, mybrainanimal.com, which you went to, My Brain Animal. And then you get kind of like the personalized learning because cheetahs read differently than owls, right? Owls are looking for facts and they're going more slowly. They want full comprehension. Cheetahs are kind of skimming and scanning when they get the overview effect of it. Dolphins are very creative. So when they read, they picture what they're reading. Elephants, when they're reading, they read with high levels of empathy. They want to see the author's point of view. They also like to reconcile and kind of find a middle ground, in their understanding. And but you extrapolate this towards names, towards parenting. I think even they talk differently. Like cheetahs are right to the point, right? They don't beat around the bush because
Nope.
that takes a lot of time. They're very direct, they're very decisive, they're very instinctive, they're very independent. Owls, when they communicate, because it affects your brain type, affects your communication styles, they're very analytical, they're very methodical, they prefer details. And interesting, because to know that you're an owl, or if you're communicating with an owl, you want to be able to communicate in their brain animal type, right? Because that's what they're going to most likely respond to. It's kind of like their love language. They love logical sequences, presenting facts. They love figures and data. Dolphins would communicate and speak in the bigger picture, right? They're very creative. Their future plans, their innovative ideas. They're very enthusiastic. They have a lot of passion around what they're talking about. And elephants, they are very keen on understanding when they're communicating, validating other people's feelings, right? The perspectives of others. They use inclusive words instead of I and me. They use words like we and us, right? They're very patient listeners because they want people to feel validated and seen and heard. So it's remarkable. When the more you understand your brain animal type, I feel like it's a complete game changer.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like we all probably have a little of the other things too, because when you touch on all of them, I'm like, oh, I can be like that. I can be like that. I can be like that. But my dominant is definitely cheetah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, prior to this, I had a session with an astrologer, Deborah Silverman, who taught me about the different elements in our astrology. And so for me, I'm like all water and air. And yeah. I need earth people to compliment me, people who are organized and detailed. And, you know, because I'm like up here and I need the people down here to keep me level. And so that's been really helpful for me. Even when I'm hiring now, I'm like, I know I need to hire complementary to me. I can't hire a million me's, because then we're all good at these things, but not at everything else. You need a well-rounded team. But now with this test, I really think this can help us understand how to communicate better with each other, not just have complementary skill sets, because now you get that, but then the bonus is you can learn how to work with the different brains. It also gives a lot of empathy to ourselves and to others. You know, I'm thinking about some people in my life right now who are so frustrated with their owls, mm-hmm. instead of recognizing that we're all either going to be a dolphin or an owl or an elephant or a cheetah. And we have to just come to grips with that. That's what it is. Right. And we have to figure out how to work with each other and understand everyone's going to have different strengths.
Just like you said, if somebody is a dominant animal, doesn't mean they don't utilize the other animals. It's just like if you're right-handed, that's your dominant hand. Doesn't mean you don't use your non-dominant hand. It's just not as effective. Even in learning styles, sometimes you're trying to learn something from a coach or an instructor, a mentor, and your learning animal is different than their teaching animal, and you miss each other. Mm-hmm. And it's like two ships passing in the night, and there's no connection if there was. And
guys, I know this conversation with Jim is so fascinating, but I also want to share something that will help you in your life in a different way. And that is Macy's Free Stylist Program. Yes, you heard me, Free Stylist. As you know, Macy's is a huge supporter of the show. And they offer free stylists for you. So please take advantage. If you have an event coming up, or if you want to kind of up your wardrobe a little bit, you can tell them your parameters, you can tell them your budget, but let them come up with some new maybe looks for you, help you get out of your comfort zone. If you go to Macy's.com/personal stylist, they are totally free. So you don't even have to spend a dime. They will help you. And I'm telling you, after years of working with stylists through what I do for work, it is incredibly empowering. And it really helps kind of whatever you're doing. Your fashion is like your costume, like an actor's costume. So when you're going to work and you feel great because of how you look before you leave, it's going to totally dictate your day. So take advantage. Macy's.com/personal stylist, totally free, and enjoy.
Maybe you don't even realize the other one is there, but you can even see this in parenting. You know, there's strengths that come here, like strengths in parenting for a cheetah is they're quick to adapt, right? Children are very very dynamic, right? So you would adapt to changes better. You could make decisions on the fly like cheetahs do. They could be very proactive in their approach. Their kids can benefit from a sense of structure and predictability, but on the other side, challenges might arise also. Cheetahs sometimes be impatient at times and expect their children to adapt maybe more quickly. So then the advice would be cheetah parents, if it's one or it's two, should remember that children need a little bit more time to adjust to changes, new situations, sleeping patterns, building in moments of reflection and kind of slow-paced bonding. So because of neuroplasticity, we're not regulated to just one animal. We could improve through training and discipline and mentorship and coaching, certainly. The owl would have strengths in parenting, like they're naturally good at planning for their kids. They could create structured environments. They can impart critical thinking skills to the kids to help them approach problems more methodically. Dolphins can they can inspire, with their creativity. They can instill a sense of wonder in their children and creativity in their children also as well. Challenges might arise where they might be dreamy and less practical at times, maybe. I'll say it that way, which could lead to overlooking like the day-to-day survival necessities. And then finally, you have your elephants, and elephants are deeply empathetic, so they can understand and relate to a child's feelings. They could prioritize connection and that bond, and they're often most patient, but that could also be a challenge also as well, setting up boundaries with your kids, right? Prioritizing relationships and avoiding conflict, which might hurt them. But yeah, self-awareness is a superpower when you understand this. Understanding your brain, your child's brain animal as it develops, as he or she develops, and then complementing your partner, if people have a partner in their family, to kind of take on certain distributed responsibility and tasks based on your own strengths. I find it absolutely fascinating. You could use this for hiring. We use this now exclusively, as even as we coach, Fortune 500 companies, how to use these models for hiring and managing their team better also as well. So it is very thrilling. I think you need the curiosity to know yourself, and then the courage also to be yourself, be your brain animal.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps his bag stashed in the nursery. for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag, and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili. Hey, Heal Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends. And if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. Kelsey is so great at making sure she responds to all of you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.
Yeah, I'm super fascinated by it. And I imagine when you're hiring people in customer service, you're like, where are my elephants?
Yeah, absolutely. We have everybody going through these tests to make sure, because you want the right people on the bus. And then you also want them sitting in the right seats too, right? And everybody wants thrives in their element, for their animal.
I love it. Yeah, I feel like I've been the weirdo who's like instantly when I'm interviewing someone, what's your sign? What's can I get your
I
time of birth and
love
date
it.
your date of birth and place of, birth so that I can run your chart? Because I know now how accurate this is. And I feel the same way about your test. But like I said, it's even more applicable because now we can actually learn how to communicate with everybody else, as well.
Even when you're hiring a cheetah, you know they value efficiency, right, and
Yes.
results. And so you put them in the right role. They might lean toward you might lean towards hiring candidates who demonstrate initiative and they could quickly adapt and they could be decisive, right? If you're going to hire an owl, these are people, who candidates they exhibit strong analytical skills. So maybe you're looking for that or attention to detail, which could be very important in certain roles. Dolphins are going to gravitate towards creativity, visionary individuals, and because we're going to hire also based on our brain type if we're not conscious of it, because we tend to
Yes.
communicate just like love languages, and that might not be, the person receiving that, the subject might have a different language of communicating. But your dolphins, when you hire them, they're going to think out of the box. They're going to be extremely creative. Your elephants are going to, be your team players. They're going to have strong interpersonal skills. They're going to demonstrate high levels of EQ and emotional intelligence. And you want to make sure they're sitting in the right seat in the roles with your company.
Yeah. I love this. I love this so much. Talk to me about a little bit about the parenting and the development stages. You haven't talked about this before, you said,
Never.
and I'm in the throes of it with Athena, and we're kind of like, oh gosh, should we be buying another toy for her right now? Like, what are we supposed to be doing? We're kind of just, I feel like we're lost at sea. And then I think about growing up, I didn't have any of this stuff. My mom and dad just took me to the nightclub where we cleaned and we hid in boxes and slept in a room with a, what are those heater things called? I don't know, forget what it's called. But
When my parents came here, we lived in the back of a laundromat, and so they had many jobs, and I'm very grateful to my mom especially. She was she's remarkable that way. I don't know how people did it, but
I
when it
don't
comes
either. I
to
say it all the time.
I it's remarkable. My wife is just it's just new levels of growth and personal transformation. I'll say this: we have our firstborn is 10 months old, so we're in this
You're 6 months
sleep.
ahead of me. You're 5 months ahead of me.
Yes, sleep is an issue. I don't know how it is for you.
She's doing really well in that category,
Good,
thank
good.
God.
That's so important. Yeah, our boy is teething, so it's 3 or 4 times a night. It's an issue. But I would say a few things, because I did a lot of research on this, and this is something that, again, we have nobody's. It's not going to be perfect ever. Even my book, Limitless Expanded. Limitless is not about being perfect. It's just about progression, right? Advancing, making some progress. So I would say so important for babies. Let's start with babies before infants and toddlers. But babies, so the primary reason we have a brain is to control our movement. And as our body moves, our brain grooves. So the movement is so very important at that stage, because it provides sensory integration. The motor skills, both gross motor skills and those fine motor skills, those kind of more narrow ones, they're developed through movement, right? And when they learn to control their muscles, it's critical for later stages of crawling, of walking, of running, handling objects. So movement is critical for cognitive development, because it's not just a mind-body connection. There's a body-mind connection of all age and stage for even as adults also as well. I'm thinking about movement also. We take our little one to a music class, and there's at least that social emotional growth where they're kind of moving around, interacting with the world, because this really affects their brain structure. So practical things we've all heard of, right? We've heard of doing tummy time, right? A safe exploration of space. And I will say this: I was really looking to with our child to just teach everything, right? And I realized that it flipped. I'm just learning so much watching this little one be 100% present, being curious. It's like when he's outside in the sun, he feels like he could grab the lights, and I'm just in awe of just So I'm learning. I feel more than I'm teaching him at this stage. But we encourage interactive play, and obviously there are toys for that. But even you mentioned a box is very fun for kids. You know, we're encouraging him to crawl. We do like a certain level of dance and music, and there's children have these things like adults call mirror neurons, and that's why children imitate it. And adults imitate also. That's why it's very important for even adults to be careful who you spend time with, because it's less about our neurological networks and more about our social networks. We hear who we spend time with is who we become. But like our little one starts clapping hands when we start clapping hands, or we make faces. Like I'll hum or whatever, and he'll do the same thing. And you know, baby, we put him in front of a mirror, and he just kind of imitates himself, and it's kind of just fun. You know, there's this baby yoga and massage that we're experimenting with. But again, we don't have to do everything, but you know,
Yeah, it can feel
it's
like pressured. Like there was a moment just the other day where I was like, are we not doing enough? Are we supposed to be like making her a supercomputer? Are we supposed to be teaching, you know? And then I'm like, wait, we didn't have any of this and we turned out fine. Of course, we want to advance and progress, like you said, and do better. I'm like, but you know, it's just, it's so overwhelming.
And then on top of it, just you know, everything going on in the world and just our day-to-day careers, everything. But verbal interaction is also important besides movement. You know, narrating, we just do simple things that don't take a lot of time, but we just narrate our actions when we're feeding him. We're describing the environment also as well. We read, obviously. I'm a reading teacher, so we have, you know, multiple times where we read a quick story. I point to the pictures and I point to the words, and just be conscious of also not just what I'm saying, but how I'm saying it. Music is interesting because, you know, singing songs also, if you want to develop certain musical talents, is something. We speak Korean with the baby also as well, so there's some bilingual exposure, which is, you know, the baby's brain, it starts to form more towards age 6. It gets more, it's always plastic throughout life, but around 6 years and 25 years, it gets more, less malleable, if you will. So, movement's so important. Music, I think it's just kind of fun. Give your baby a safe, kind of simple instruments like a rattle or a drum, singing to your baby in your own voice gives them exposure. There have been tests where they actually could teach children perfect pitch by giving them that exposure to those notes early on. And it's a lot easier to do earlier, you know, as we know, same thing with language learning. But to stimulate learning in a child, and again, it doesn't have to be so scripted and so like structured. Just the basic idea is just a very interactive environment, right? Repetition is so important for children, just like it is for adults, where you're repeating actions or repeating sounds. Like if we're going like, and I know not everyone's watching this on video, but like certain sign language, like more, when they're still hungry, so they don't have to, you know, get frustrated, and positive reinforcement, having a set routine, because children, as you know, that structure is so important. Making them feel safe, which is so important in terms of comfort and just having patience. But I would also remind parents who are listening to this, and this actually would apply to everybody, is self-care. So just it's so important, and I know it's very difficult because when you have time to shower and brush your teeth on the top of everything else. But just, you know, for us, we try to sleep when the baby is sleeping at night. And I know it's not easy and often very practical. You know, mindful eating. It's always the life we live or the lessons we teach. And even if children at different stages, it's not so much what you say, it's what you do. Even with as they get older, it's hard to with devices, right? You have Miss Rachel on TV or something else, trying to limit that. But I understand sometimes you're in a restaurant or you're on a plane and you don't want the baby to throw a fit. So, you know, you have to be very conscious of our choices with devices. But it's hard even as children get older, if you're on your device and you're telling them not to be on the device, but we're on our device all the time. It's, you know, it could be a challenge. But I just want to remind, when we've talked about self-care is not selfish in previous episodes, but your sleep, your good brain diet, right? And you're managing your stress because this is an incredibly stressful time. All of those play a big role. And again, taking the, you know, when we beat ourselves up, studies on self-compassion show that if we beat ourselves up, like we weren't able to do enough for the child or for ourselves that day, we think that we're gonna, it's more likely to follow through if we're hard on ourselves. But studies in self-compassion actually show that when we're kind to ourselves and we say, like, hey, we had a really long day and this happened at work and I'm human. If you're kind to yourself, you're more likely to follow through on the important things in the future. So I just want to remind everybody to just understand that we're human and nobody is a perfect parent or just like or anything else, and to be kind to yourself. So, but I just want to remind people that self-care in this process is so important for your mental well-being, right? Finding social support, asking for help when you can, if you have access to help, continuous learning about, reading on this topic area, child development, or watching YouTube videos, podcasts like this. It's all good. But really take care of your emotional self-care.
I think
And
that's going to be
because
your
now
next
it's
book,
really going to
by
be
the way,
tested.
Jen.
Yeah.
Child development's going to be your next book.
It'd be fun.
Well, because
But
you're going to
also
have the
just,
experience now too.
it's not in a laboratory. I mean, I read everything on the subject, but even just it tests like how are you going to manage time? Because, with children, it's very unpredictable. They get sick, and we're at the pediatrician the other day, and just even having personal time. And maintaining your relationship. I got great advice from a friend of mine. He's like, you have two goals this first year. You want to, that he recommended for me. It's just like, you keep your baby alive and keep your marriage alive. And I'm like, okay, those are, I could work on that.
That's it. Most important things.
Yeah.
You mentioned something in there that I'd love for you to expand on a little bit because I'm obsessed with what you just said. It was the mnemonic, the mimicking thing, and you said it's something that we have in our brains, and it's why it's so important to who we spend time with. Explain
Yeah,
that a
so we have
little
something.
deeper.
So we have 86 billion brain cells, neurons, and some of them are what they call mirror neurons. And it's exactly what you think it would be. If you ever found yourself watching sports on television or an action movie and you could feel what the character is kind of going through, that's our mirror neurons lighting up. And what it allows us to do is have empathy, and also we imitate unconsciously often what's in our environment. Just like children, they pick up these idiosyncratic gestures that the parents have. Sometimes even we mirror our dogs, or we tend to look like our pets over time, just because we're always kind of looking, we're so connected, but we're always kind of imitating the people around us. And so exposing children and being a good example to the positive influences is so very important. And when as adults, even having a positive peer group, like whether or not somebody smokes has less to do with their biology and more do your friends smoke, because you're going to take on those habits. If your friends work out all the time, you're more likely to work out or meditate or eat good food, right? And so I think it's important. They say we're the average of the five people we spend the most time with, but certainly children, there are sponges, right? They'll pick up words that we say out of frustration, and impulse. And so I think it's important. And again, no, not understand we have responsibility, but we don't also we also could have try to have some fun with this and just self acknowledge that it's never going to be again. A perfect situation, because life is messy and parenting is messy and learning is sometimes messy also.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. I never heard of that. How do you say it again? Marmot.
Oh, I'm sorry, mirror, like you're looking
Mirror.
into a mirror.
Oh,
Like, so
mirror.
that's the yeah, sorry, my microphone. It's like we're imitating, just like we're looking at our own reflection. So
Got
there
it.
those are the yeah the mirror
The mirror
neurons.
neurons. Okay. I thought it was something different, but okay, mirror neurons. All right, friends, that is episode number one with Jim. Tomorrow, when you come back, we're talking about speed reading, and I am more inspired than ever to take this up and to learn how to read better and maybe even properly because we haven't taken a reading class since we were little kids and we've all learned and kind of scrapped together and figured it out, but there's more efficient ways to do it that will empower us in such a big way. And we're going to talk about brain fog versus dementia and Alzheimer's and kind of helping to distinguish what's going on if you're feeling like you're not remembering stuff. And brain food, the foods that are really good for your brain, and so much more tomorrow. So check back with us tomorrow for that episode with Jim. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.